You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In the frantic bill passing of lame duck, the state legislature pushed through an A through F grading system for Michigan schools. It requires the state to grade K through 12 schools in five areas and then make the grades available for parents to review. Former Governor Snyder signed that bill into law December 28th, despite vigorous objections and criticisms from many corners of the education community, including interim state school superintendent Sheila Ellis, who is with us now to tell us about the fact she's seeking a legal review of the grading system. Sheila, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Cindy. It's wonderful to be with you.
In your letter to the Michigan Senate, you wrote this plan, and I'm quoting here, undermines years of investment and stakeholder input. Can you tell us what you meant by that statement?
I'd be happy to. When the U.S. Department of Education has required states to create an accountability system, one of the requirements in the creation of that accountability system, Cindy, is to have stakeholder input into your accountability system. And so the Michigan Department of Education spent a significant amount of time garnering input from a variety of different stakeholders across the state. And that input was then used to create our current accountability system, which meets federal requirements. We, MDE, included such a significant number of different stakeholders in the creation of our federal accountability system that we were recognized at the national level for our stakeholder involvement. And that's what I was referencing in that quote that you read from my letter to the Senate.
And you're voicing concern the law could violate both the state's federally approved education plan as well as federal law. So take us more deeply into that. How so?
In federal law, specifically in the Individuals with Disability Education Act, otherwise known as IDEA, there is a violation of IDEA because the current legislation excludes some public schools that meet specific requirements that are in legislation. And IDEA says that all schools must be included in the state's accountability system. That's one area in which we believe is a violation of IDEA, and that is that the state law excludes schools and federal law says that all schools have to be included. There are conflicts with the Every Student Succeeds Act, otherwise known as ESSA, and where there are some conflicts with ESSA has to do with certain subgroups that the state law is allowing to be excluded, or certain groups of students that the state law indicates that can be excluded from counting them. And ESSA says that you must include all students and you cannot exempt any students.
Which students?
It indicates students who are chronically absent, students who are eligible for special education programs. So when you look at some of these areas in the law, the state law, that says these students do not have to be counted or do not have to be included, what ESSA would say is, no, you must include all students. And specifically, the ones that I'm looking at are those that are eligible for special education services. State law says that those students, if they meet certain criteria, can be excluded. And ESSA says that we have to include all of our students. And so we include all of our students when we created our state accountability system that meets federal requirements.
The superintendent of the Detroit Public Schools Community District, Nikolai Vitti, was on Stateside blasting this plan the day it passed and pointing out it derailed months of work that the district had put into creating its own A through F school grading system, which it was ordered to do by the state. What are you hearing from other superintendents across Michigan about what this new grading law will mean at the district level?
I have received phone calls and emails from superintendents that are looking for a response from the department because they have grave concerns about the current legislation in that it will create two accountability systems. We would maintain our current federal accountability system through ESSA, and then it would create a state accountability system. Not only would we have two accountability systems, which certainly would be confusing, but we would also have two systems in which schools are identified for needing improvement or needing support. And so you could have a set of schools that are identified through the federal accountability system that are in need of additional support and intervention, and then a separate set of schools through the state's accountability system that would be identified for intervention and support. Because while there are similarities and there's alignment between some components of the federal accountability system and the state's accountability system, there are some differences which would then yield a different set of schools to be identified for intervention and support, which is known at the federal level as CSI schools, Comprehensive Support and Intervention Schools.
So that could certainly set up some hair-pulling moments for superintendents and administrators.
It will be confusing, exasperating, and frustrating for superintendents.
I'm speaking with Interim State School Superintendent Sheila Alice as we talk about the new A through F grading system that was signed into law by former Governor Snyder December 28th. They are now asking for a legal review of this grading system. We've got, as you point out, all of these interventions, the accountability measures, this new grading system. Yet schools, even though they've had a lot of changes in the last several years with this, they're still falling behind other states in academic performance. Are these ever-changing reforms actually helping our schools?
You hit the nail right on the head when you said these ever-changing reforms, Cindy. And because we move the goalpost on our schools and our districts on a regular basis because of state legislation, schools and districts don't have an opportunity to implement their intervention plans to be successful because we are changing the rules and we're changing the game on them. And so they feel that frustration because they're responding to changes in legislation and feel that many times the rug's being pulled out from underneath them because they have a plan in place to address areas in which they struggle, and then the legislation changes and they have to then make changes at a district and school level. And because of that constant churning of change, that we don't have consistency when our schools and districts are attempting to implement changes that are going to make a difference in student learning.
You were at the first meeting of the new State Board of Education on Tuesday night. Certainly the A through F system came up. What's the board's response? And I'm wondering, was it a bipartisan response?
It was not a bipartisan response. It was a unanimous response on the part of the State Board of Education. And they also have grave concerns about the A to F system and have given their support of me reaching out to the Attorney General's office to get guidance from the Attorney General's office on next steps in going forward. We are also reaching out to the U.S. Department of Education and asking guidance from them.
How long do you think it'll take before you get that opinion, get those opinions?
Well, I'm not asking for a formal opinion. I'm asking for guidance. And so from the Michigan Attorney General's office, I'm not sure how long it will take. We were told from the federal U.S. Department of Ed that it could take months before we get a response.
What do you feel, Sheila Alice, would be the consequences if Michigan goes ahead with this A through F grading law as it's currently written?
If we go ahead with the states, the A to F that's in the state legislation, and we abandoned our approved federal accountability system, which is called our index system, which has been available for schools and districts and parents and communities for the last 2 years, we would run the risk of losing federal funds, and that would include losing our funds for special education services, as well as losing our title funds that we receive from the federal government. So we would be talking about a significant loss of funding.
There has been a real push for a while to make it easier for parents to understand school rankings. So if it isn't this A through F plan, what would you prefer to see?
I would prefer that we use what we currently have available, and that is our accountability system that meets federal law. It's called our index system, and it's available on the MDE website, and it links to each school, and it provides information for parents on student proficiency in EL, English Language Arts, and math on state assessments. It provides information for parents on the growth that students are making in ELA and math on state assessments. It provides information about the graduation rate of each individual school. It provides information about English learners' progress on state assessments, and it also provides information about additional programs and services that schools provide for their students. And so that information is available on the myschooldata.org website. And so I think that we have a very comprehensive system for providing information to parents, a dashboard system for providing information to parents that they could use if they wanted to see how their child's or children's school is doing, as well as if they wanted to look at other schools in the area or other schools across the state.
Interim State School Superintendent Sheila Ellis, we want to thank you so much for spending time with us on Stateside.
It was my pleasure, and thank you for this opportunity to share our reaction to the A to F legislation. Greatly appreciate